Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name's Shalette. How can I help you today?
Hey, I'm trying to get my plastering business on Google Maps so as we can get more business. And I think I'm a subscriber to Local Splash, and the ideal wants to get it listed, and we're not getting any listings.
Okay. Give me just one moment to open your account. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Colin McAllister.
Thank you, Colin. One more moment. Okay. All right, so let's see. What I'm looking at, you got reinstated almost a month ago on Google. So now what we're looking at is just take it to see that, you know, you're ranking on the first page so people will call you. Somebody checked this 4 days ago. Go ahead.
If I type in Stucco, I'm in San Francisco, I get all the usual suspects, and I type Stucco where I am in Petaluma, I don't come up. That's how the whole business works. You type in car mechanic, whatever it is you want. You type it in to Google Maps, and it will give you a half a dozen businesses in the area. I don't come up anywhere.
Got it. And it gives you the businesses that are ranking the best is what it gives you. And so what I... And
No. If you say, go to my area on Google Maps, it's not like ranking the best or anything. There's a bunch
Believe it or not, it doesn't just show you every address just because it exists. Ranking is still involved in what they show you.
Okay. On the street that I live in, there's auto body shops. Now, some of them are good, some of them are bad, but all of them are listed.
Okay.
You know, I know where they are. And then, you know, there's a barbecue place. That is listed. There's the cemetery, the crematory, anything, everything is listed. I don't exist.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to argue the point about, I understand you're not showing up on the searches, because I see that somebody just checked your account, a couple of days ago and acknowledged
like
that.
Like you mean?
I meant on our team and, checking it.
What do they do?
And, okay. Well, you exist, but you're not ranking and showing on the search. And so our team was sent to our team to reoptimize and look at what else can be done to get you up there. It's not just because if you exist that it should show, but it also has to rank as well. And give me just a moment. And I understand what you said about all the other people on your street and, you know, that every different factor.
They're just businesses.
Yeah, that are showing. Most likely have been there a while, as well as showing their address, maybe some are. But give me a moment. I'm going to look at some other options, what else we can do here, okay?
Well, also, this is not my first listing on Google.
Mm-hmm.
I believe when Google Maps started, got a position on it, and they mailed out a postcard, and I filled it in and mailed it back to them, I suddenly existed. Not that I wished to, because we had more business than I needed, and I didn't wish to advertise. But I thought I always existed, and this was many years ago. So I've been in business quite a while. I don't understand the aversion to it. And you know, these others are, whoever they are, you know, paid for to get it up to the top of the list, shall we say. Now, I'm kind of friendly with them, so I can call them up and ask, how did you do it?
Okay.
Well, I'm relying on you guys to... do better.
And if you give me just a moment, I'm going to log in with Google and double check what's what I see there, okay?
There's something wrong here. It just doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Allow me just a moment, please. I'm going to have you on a brief hold. Thank you. Just one more moment. Okay. So I'll tell you what we're doing and something else that I can suggest that that can also help. Well, a couple of things that are going to contribute to helping here, get you up there. One thing we're doing is we're posting twice a week on Google, and I can see that activity, you know, is started ever since it got reinstated. But there's two other things, and that can contribute. I mean, there's hundreds of things that contribute, but one of two other things that we could between us affect is one thing, you don't have any reviews on the Google listing. And like you said, you've been in business for a lot of years. It looks like, I don't know if we had to claim or create a listing because this Google listing doesn't have any reviews. And but we do have a link. Are you familiar with a link that we created for you to help you get reviews?
Yeah, unfortunately, I just don't have any, but I haven't requested anybody to give me a review. I think I could review it myself, right? I think I put that in.
Well, that's not, no, that's not a good idea. No.
I never had any reviews, but I was still listed without reviews. And, you know,
well,
like, if nobody can find it, how am I going to get anyone to review it?
Okay.
That's my mother.
I have a link for you, I'll tell you two things that are going to help, okay? One is if you have any of your past customers that are happy to leave you a review, we've created a link for you that you could send to them. And when they click on that link, it takes them straight to your Google listing where they can leave the review. In addition to that, I'm going to suggest, that, you know, we do offer websites, and if we were to create a website for you with no additional cost, the SEO built into the website can also contribute to improving your ranking, because it's one of the many factors Google's looking at. And we definitely can create you a good website with SEO built into it. And we can do it. We can typically add it to your own domain if you prefer, or we can purchase the domain if needed. Either one of these things are not going to cost you anything additionally.
I think I already have a website.
You do, but it's not very comprehensive.
It's just another headache. I just want the damn phone number on the Google Maps.
All right. But that alone is not how you get ranked on Google. So these things I'm
interested
mentioning.
In being ranked number one at this stage now. I just want to exist.
To exist, to be shown
as
on
in,
Google.
I know
what you're saying.
I'm not even number 100. I go down through every plaster and contractor in Northern California. I don't even show up on the bum end of the list. Nowhere. So there's something wrong here. And why would Google, you know, be so whatever against me is obviously because there's something wrong here.
Google's changed a lot.
Explanation.
And there's hundreds of things. Google's changed, always changing. And
also,
I know.
It's a dark mystery and we don't know and we never know, but all we can do is try. Is that it? Is nobody
well,
coming
I'm,
up and say, hey,
I'm telling you things
emails,
we know. Hey. You're not interested in what I'm telling you we know.
Well, what I was told was that Local Splash was like lips to God's ears as far as Google was concerned. No problem. We'll sort it out.
Well, it looks like we did. Looks like, okay. You had a listing that had to be reinstated. So you had a listing that was suspended. I do see.
For what reason?
It,
I've not been given an explanation for that either.
Well, Google doesn't always give one, but I know one thing that we did get it out reinstated for you, and now we want to get you shown. I get it, and you know what you're saying is valid. You know, you just want to be seen. I get it, and
yeah.
there's many things that contribute to, you know, being seen. Most businesses could get somewhere on the first page in the first 2 months, and you've been with us 2 months, and you're not there right now. I get that. Every business takes a different time frame, but that's the average time frame. Things that I'm suggesting that can help, you know, coupled with time is we're already doing the posting. I do suggest, you know, you do want some reviews and you could benefit from a website that has SEO built into it. It's not all about just what the people see. It's what Google and their AI is searching for that, and these are some of the factors they're looking at. The posting we're already doing for you. And new pictures, you know, we're including pictures in the posts.
There's a lot of pictures and there's a video there too, and there is a website. So I don't see, other than reviews, what else can be done? But it's just odd to me, and it's taken so long, or, you know, it's a mystery or something that can be done about it, but maybe if we try, you know, it could be water,
well,
isn't it?
We'll continue to work.
I plastered your house and gave you some vague excuses as to why it wasn't being done. You go, hey, come on, hey, this doesn't work. If you're not going to do it, don't.
No. Well, Colin, we do get thousands and thousands of business found on Google, but everyone is going to take a different time frame, a different situation, and there's not one, it's not one thing, it's not something you create and stick it there. It doesn't work like that. What we do, what any business can do is as many factors that you can affect that Google's going to look at, that's what we do. And so, you know,
checking on this every week or so, and I keep putting in progressive plastering or stucco or lath into Google. I don't know, it doesn't come up. What am I to do? Wait another week? Is it? Just give it another go.
I mean, it's up to you, but most businesses, you have been with us 9 weeks. I get it. But, you know, you've been reinstated for 1 month, almost a month. Close enough, it's a month. And so, you know, we would expect to see you get ranking any time. Most businesses do, but we definitely still
so I'll give it another week then, yeah.
Okay. And you could try to get some reviews. And again, I suggest that your website, there's several things, and there's something else about your website that will cause Google. And anything I say, it's not to say if you do this instantly, you're going to get shown. But there is a major important thing on your website that I'm looking at that Google does not like. And so the website I'm looking at is progressive-plastering.com. That's your website, correct?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, as soon as you look at it on Google, in the address bar, it says not secure. That means that your domain is not secured, and Google doesn't like to rank unsecured websites. That's one thing. Also, again, you know, I see your website. You have one, but you could benefit from a better one. On the other hand, even if you're just using your website, it's got to be secured for Google to consider it.
Well, and can you do that for me?
We usually can, but I'll have to double check something so I can tell you what details we need to know to be able to do that, okay? What I'm first checking is who your registrar is. You probably know, but I want to try to see it as well. Meaning, who do you pay for your domain? Is it GoDaddy? Is it Google? Or something else?
You know, I don't know. A friend of mine, she did it for me as a favor.
Okay. Oh, just a moment. I'm trying to look it up. Okay, it says two cows. Okay, so secure this for you. Go ahead.
She put the dash in it because there's another progressive plastering in Florida. Every time you put up progressive plastering, you bring up the operation in Florida.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes there's a lot of them that are similar.
What I believe is that may be the issue that we're having with Google. There is a duplicate. And maybe that other progressive plastering objects to it. I'm not sure. But, you know, good luck to them. I'm in California.
They're far away. That's not hurting you as a duplicate. There's some companies that their same name is hundreds of times all across the internet, but they're all in different areas typically. If it was right in your area, that would be a problem. But your website, your domain being unsecured is an issue. Now I'm going to tell you about your domain, okay? Your domain says that two cows is the registrar. And so in order for us to secure it for you, so basically when you buy a domain, they ask you, the person that you're paying the domain fee to, or the company you're paying that fee to, also asks if you want to secure it with us and pay a little bit more for a security certificate. And you might have had one that expired, because none of it lasts forever, right? It's usually 1 to 3 years, sometimes 5 years. So we will secure it with no additional cost if we have access to the domain. So for us to secure it, we would have to have your username and password to two cows, which is who is hosting the domain. Somebody's paying them to host the domain. On the other hand, we could create you a different website and even a different domain, and all of it would be secured and we wouldn't need access. So
why not do that? That would seem to be the most expensive thing to do.
Okay. Yep. Well, I mean, if you had access and you wanted to see your own domain up there, then we'd say let's do that. But if you don't, then we can go around it. Okay.
Yeah, please go around it. I really don't mind. I'm not a computer kind of guy. I'm not interested in playing on the computer. All I'm interested in is the phone ringing.
Okay. And so, like you said, somebody already owns progressiveplastering.com and you have the progressive dash, but we'll find something as close as possible. Sometimes it'll be something like, adding the, something like CA for California on the end, or, maybe it'll be a .net.
Yeah.
You know, we'll find something that just offsets it.
Bay Area, progressive plastering.
Yeah.
Progressive plastering, Bay Area. Something like that.
Okay, we can look for that, okay? And so we'll create you a website, and then we'll go with that. And if you can try to, I'm going to send you in a text message a link. You try to get some more reviews.
It doesn't necessarily have to be, does it have to be similar to the business name? Maybe it could be Bay Area Stucco or something.
You're right. It does not have to be similar to the business name. Some people just choose it that way, but you're right. Bay Area Plastering.
Now you're talking.
The, So things like that. Okay. We're going to look up what we can find for you. And, something that, so basically if we can get something that says Bay Area and that would be your preferred, right?
Well, it's not necessarily what I prefer. It's what people would, shall we say, if you were a contractor in the San Francisco Bay Area, what would first come to mind when you're seeking a plasterer? Is it local plastering, lathing, stucco, biting, whatever? It's basically Bay Area plastering.
I get it. But the domain, you know, it can help by the name of it. Sometimes the name doesn't matter, but what does matter, we need a secure domain, because Google will not, they're not going to rank anybody with an unsecure website, usually. And so it's a message that Google, right when we pull up your website, right in the address bar, it says not secure. And that's not good for you either, because if people do see that, they're not going to want to click on it. We'll go ahead and get that handled for you. And you'll get an email when it's done, okay?
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.